Here we are, outside the city at last. Oh, how peaceful it is. Let me introduce you to my husband, Gaius Valerius Avitus. Pretty eyes, eh? He and I came to Tarraco at the express desire of Emperor Antoninus Pius, the husband of the divine Faustina. The emperor needed someone to help him keep order without favoring any of the local factions. That's why he had outsiders brought in. On this seal, you can read the name of the city where I was born and where we got married, Augustobriga. I thought we had lost it, but archaeologists will find anything. We had a lot of land in Augustobriga, and we were doing quite well over there, but if you wanted to be powerful, you had to come to the capital of the province. In Tarraco, my Gaius went right to the top. He became a duumvir. What was a duumvir? How can I describe it? Two duumvirs in my day were like one mayor in yours. Yes, that's about right. My beloved Gaius, not a day goes past that I don't give thanks for our marriage. Not once did those lips of his leave mine without a touch of regret. Not once did those eyes look at a slave, male or female, with desire while I was in his presence. The company of the muse of music befits you, Gaius. And let us never be without the goddess of memory. Do you remember those lines by Sulpicia that we used to read together? Venus has kept her promise. Let her tell of my happiness, a happiness others may not have had. Let it be known, I was a worthy lover of a worthy love. My Gaius died before his time, like this handsome slave here. His name was Antinous, and he was Emperor Hadrian's most prized possession. That was before he drowned in the Nile, leaving his master bereft. The first time we came to this villa, the statue was already standing in one of the rooms, but at that time we didn't see it as a bad omen. At most as a sign of support for the Antonine dynasty. Or perhaps we simply didn't notice. There were so many lovely things in this house, and one thing above all that we would never have had in Augustobriga, the sea. Do you know that my name was saved from oblivion by an inscription found in this villa? And that, despite the fact that it wasn't written on stone. So you see, I am quite right to say that I have been lucky in just about everything. That's enough. Let's move on.